that you understand where progressivism is headed. We're talking about transgenderism and the LGBT agenda. Where we are now, right now, is that progressives believe children are born without a gender. They say they are born genderless and then that they are assigned a gender by the doctor. Parents are allowing doctors to physically, permanently maim their children as part of so-called gender reassignment surgery. So they are having their reproductive organs surgically removed or altered. And with parental consent, many of these children are undergoing chemical castration. And these chemicals, of course, have horrific increased risks of heart disease and cancer. So right now, in order to appease the thought police of the LGBT mafia, parents are presently, again, this is happening today, they are subjecting their children to being physically maimed and chemically castrated. This is happening right now. But where is this going? To understand where this is all going, though, you need to understand what a nullo is. Nullo, N-U-L-L-O. This refers to a person who has rendered themselves genderless by having their reproductive organs physically removed. And there are now multiple media reports of individuals who are doing this to themselves. So we have a DIY, nullo, you know, scalpel and ice pack approach to, quite literally, again, I apologize for the graphic nature of this, but you have young men who are slicing off their own penis and testicles. They're doing this in trying to achieve a level of progressivism. They are celebrated by the progressive community. And this is happening to both men and women. Women will increasingly, as they pursue this and as they are celebrated by pop culture, they will slice off their breasts themselves. One young man who did this and sliced off his penis and scrotum, he then went to the doctor. I mean, he did the procedure in his own apartment, reportedly. He went to the doctor and they gave him painkillers, and he saw, reportedly, a psychiatrist who apparently reported that he was in good mental health. A generation ago, we would have, you know, submitted these people to psychiatric evaluation. We might have put them in straitjackets and padded cells to prevent them from harming themselves or harming others. But today, they are celebrated by pop culture. They are given preference on social media like Facebook. They're probably going to be given Netflix specials. They are certainly going to be invited on more TV shows because these people are the new pioneers of progressivism. This is what progressivism is all about. It is mass mental illness, and this is what they are pushing. This is why anybody who speaks out against this is banned, and anybody who engages in this is celebrated. Now, you already know that leftists have legalized infanticide, which is the murder of babies after they are born. Now, this has been legalized in New York and other states as well, and it has been widely cheered, celebrated by leftists as a women's health issue. What's coming next, I predict, is that parents, as soon as their children are born, they will turn them into nullos. Their agenda is an anti-human agenda. It is an agenda rooted in cruelty, in child abuse, even pedophilia, human trafficking across open borders, and every other horror that you can think of. That's what these leftists are now promoting. Because you see, they are a cult. And just like every cult throughout history has eventually become contorted and twisted to the point of total insanity, the radical left has become an obedience cult that will stop at nothing. That is what this has come to. So if you support Democrats, you support a vision of, quote, progressivism, where parents maim their babies the moment they're born in the name of gender equality. And one way or another, they must be stopped. If these people are willing to physically maim, to disfigure, and to murder their own babies, do you think they will have any hesitation about physically murdering Christians, conservatives, Trump supporters, gun owners, or even just people who were born white? These people are lunatics. They are like Batman villains, like the Joker. where they are all dangerous. They seek the mass harming of every living being around them, including their own children, because they themselves, they hate who they are, and they want to seek their own destruction. That's why the left cult in America today is a suicide cult. This is where we are. We cover the left cult at a website, leftcult.com. We document the insanities, the crimes against humanity now carried out by the left cult. So check out that website, leftcult.com, and join me in protecting and defending children against these lunatic criminals, Democrats, progressives, LGBTP, you know, pedophilia, all the things that they push, the human trafficking, the physical dismemberment, the chemical castration of their own children. It's time to stop this. It's time to protect children from the lunatic left. And because if we don't value the lives of children, do we value life at all?